Okay, hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix. Hi, Kix.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
So, if you're like, I had someone DM me today being like, are we cutting down like on the episodes like this week? I'm like, no, they're just, we couldn't record an episode of about BIP because there was no episode on Monday.
Right. So, in theory, we definitely should have told the listeners. However, what you're hearing is what you're getting, ladies, gents, people of all ages.
And whenever you get upset, just remember it's free. So, yeah.
And that's a great point, because if you do want to pay, honey, you can support us on our Patreon. But we'll get into that later.
Or now. That's why we're here.
Yes. So, yes, we do have a Patreon. If you're listening to this, you're probably like, shut up, I've heard this. We are currently covering America's Next Top Model Season 4. On our Patreon, we cover origins of reality TV and people's origins, excuse me, of reality TV. So we started with Flavor
not
of Love.
Not animals' origins, not cats, not dogs, but, yes, but only human yeah. beings'
Just
origins.
Only humans. My cat does have a lot of opinions, but we won't get into that today. No, so we started with The Real World. Then we jumped to Tom's origin of reality TV, which was Flavor of Love. And we're currently discussing mine, which is America's Next Top Model. And we picked season 4 because it's an iconic season.
Yeah, it really is. So check it out. We're almost done with our coverage there. It's been a really, really fun time. And
tough.
Yeah, it's been both parts fun and awful. So because the show does not age well. Actually, Flavor of Love aged much better than America's Next Top Model.
But there were huge issues there too.
There was one resounding issue, right? And that was with the dialogue from one yes. person.
Yes.
But in America's Next Top Model, there's about 10,000 issues.
Every episode, there's at least 5. But if you want to hear us dive into those wonderful, horrible things that the universe is unlearning and relearning how to be more progressive and caring, listen to that.
Yeah, check it out. And then if we have 3 tiers. We have a $1.99 tier. That tier is just for audio only. We also have a $4 tier. That tier, you get the video recaps as well. And an $8 tier is just if you want to feel extra generous. So check it out. And then if you're like, none of that. I just want to support this podcast for free. There is a free way to do that. And that is by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We read those reviews on the show. And today is absolutely no exception. So this review today comes from A Rosie Rose. That's their username. And the title of the review is Truly Obsessed. I really hope this review gets read on an episode. Well, it is Rosie Rose.
Hey, honey.
Rosie Roserson. I can't explain how at home I feel and how much I laugh when listening to Tom and Kix. As a fellow New Yorker, I love hearing all their takes on Roni and beyond. I would also die to be on their podcast to talk all things reality and Bravo. Okay, pitch yourself with a username that's not you. Thank you, Tom and Kix, for not making me feel so alone during these times, during these trying times. Love and light, Anna. Oh, well, Anna, that was so nice.
Anna, if this is Anna from Denver, hey, girl, we talk on DMs.
Oh, it could be her. I also got another thing. Well, she's not from Denver because she says she lives in New York.
Great. I heard that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anna from Denver, if you're listening, which you are because you're a fan. Hi, Diva.
I think I corresponded with Anna because I think she was telling me she heard us on someone else's pod and came to us via that. It was something like that. But Anna, thank you. And we have a really fun VIP chat coming up with a dear, dear friend who's been on the podcast many times via her boots on the ground, if you will, but never mm-hmm. actually been a guest on the podcast. So very yes. excited to have her on. We'll be back with Madison in 1 second to break down all things Bachelor in Paradise. We'll be back soon. Bye, y'all. Okay, and we are back to jump into all things Bachelor in Paradise with someone who, once again, I said this in our intro that we recorded before our beautiful guest is here, someone who we've mentioned a lot on the podcast, but they've been a ghost on the podcast, so they've never been an actual guest, and that is Madison Lanius. You can follow her at Madison DL underscore. DL is not stand for down low. It's just Madison DL underscore. She doesn't have a podcast, but just follow her. She's beautiful. She is great friends with my partner and boyfriend, Brian. And if you ever heard me say, my boyfriend's friend knows this about this, this is the person. It's Madison. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Kix. Yeah, I'm on the down low with all the blind items. So happy to be here.
I won't expose all the blind items because then it reveals your identity. But what I think most people here actually know you from is on our first episode of Dumpster Dive.
We talked about it last week too.
We talked about it.
I heard and I was like, oh no, not again.
On the first episode of Dumpster Dive, I did start spreading the rumor. That Teresa's daughter, Gabriella, is not her daughter.
Allegedly.
Once again, Madison called me and she was like, hey Tom, so here's the thing. One critique. You can't just say things that are really big deals without saying allegedly ahead of them, because God forbid you get sued and you are in debt for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think so behind the scenes we do a little clap to make sure everyone's on the same board. Maybe in the clap we all say allegedly at the same time instead.
That's a great idea.
I think so. They'll all get on the same page. Yeah. No, I just, looking out for Tom and Kix, manifesting you guys.
You don't have to look out for Kix because she doesn't get into shit. I'm the one that gets into shit, you know?
Right. Looking out for
it
Tom.
It really
being
is
messy.
The, okay, not to turn this direction, but it is really the Scorpio in me and the Sag in you to, you are just unfiltered, literally will say anything you want and then be in your head about. Actually, no, maybe not in your head about it. In me, I'm just so pensive on the outside of things, and I overthink everything, so I barely say what I mean.
You know I don't connect to Zodiac. I'm a Zodiac ally, not an actual participant.
No, I mean, I just wanted to give you that feedback, starting off manifesting this, turning into something massive, but also without any losses.
Thank you.
So that was
no, and a place thank of you love. Thank you from the bottom of my black heart.
Black hole garbage heart.
Yeah, literally.
What sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
Love that.
So I'm same as Brian.
Yeah, Brian's Aries. Yeah.
Yeah. So very competitive and just aggressive and cool. All those lovely things. But yeah. Very combative.
Yeah. You guys have different risings and stuff though, because You are similar in some ways, but also not in a lot of other ways,
Should we pull out our co-stars?
Co-star me.
I don't think Brian, so here's the thing with Brian. Brian was I don't know when I was born. And my mom doesn't know either. I'm like, no, you're not asking your mom. I'm like, just ask her and she will know. And she's like, she doesn't know. Right. I'm like, no, she definitely knows.
She wiped the memory clean.
Before we jump into another explosive, first of all, this season of BIP is amazing. We'll get back into that in a second. It's a blast.
I'm waving
and a
my
half.
Arms, hands, and phalanges because it's the best season I've ever seen. I'm sorry.
It really is.
Not your phalanges.
I hate
that
it
word.
Too. It just came out of my mouth. I'm really sorry, everybody.
Oh my God. Wow. Phalange. I haven't heard that since
high school.
Middle school. Yeah. Ooh. No, we have to ask you the question, right? Because we have a new guest here on the podcast and we need to learn about our guest Madison's journey with reality television. So Madison, what reality TV made you a dumpster diva? And in addition to that, was there a certain personality on a show that you just fell in love with in this genre? And once again, does not need to be Batch and does not need to be Bravo. It can be anything.
Yeah, take it away. It's not. So as an Aries, tying back into science, my journey with reality TV really took off with competition shows. So I was the biggest American Idol fan for so long. Like, I was obsessed with Kelly Clarkson. One of my first concerts was going on, I think it was like season 5 or 6, the one that Catherine McPhee and Kelly Pickler, and they were on, like, seeing them on tour.
I think that's the one we saw, Kix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we went on one. We weren't on tour, but we saw one. I can't remember what it was. I think it was, like, that was the Taylor Hicks season.
No, that's that season. Yeah,
because our mom was obsessed with Taylor Hicks.
Oh, no.
I mean, he was talented.
No. Don't get me wrong.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won. That was the craziest part about it.
It was weird that he beat Catherine McPhee.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Hicks is, like, a mom's dream, you know what I mean? Like, gray hair, but still handsome. Not gray hair and, like old, you know?
Right.
And a crooner. He's, like, a little... Wasn't he kind of a crooner?
Like a country crooner.
Crooner is like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Like deep.
Yeah, like, standards, like the... Crooning is like that swoop you hear, like, in a song that, like, a, like, jazz singer would, like Frank Sinatra. Like, he, like, created the croon. Crooner is like that. That's the term.
Wow, we're really getting into a lot of different things here already.
Phalanges and crooners.
But yeah, along that lines, so you guys have covered it like 10 million times, America's Next Top Model. And then I started to veer towards, like, Lifetime shows and became obsessed with Wife Swap, which...
Love.
Problematic.
Yeah.
I actually rewatched the episode like 2 nights ago to like refresh my memory because I hadn't seen it in so long.
No, this is so funny you bring this up because my roommate's doing the same thing.
Same behavior.
No, my roommate's doing the same thing, and he was telling me that there was an episode that he just watched of it was two interracial couples where, like, it was a black husband and a white wife, and then a white husband and a black wife. When they wife swapped, obviously, they then became, right, there was a black couple and a white couple. And my roommate was saying, he was like, what happened was, is they both, like, were very open about that they were in interracial relationships because, like, oftentimes the black person did not want to date black people because of XYZ. And so when the black couple got together, they were just, like, yelling their stereotypes about each other at each other. And it was a literal mess. Gerald was like, I can't believe this was on television.
No, like, it is insane. The one that I was watching was essentially, like, a very rich family, a really poor family. But I remember one growing up, like, a vegan family, and then, like, a family that all they did was, like, hunt meat, and just,
there,
like,
are some famous really memes from that show.
Yes.
The chicken nugget kid, yes, and then the woman, like, shaking while trying to eat, like, vegetables, I think is also from Wife Swap.
And the God Warrior.
Yes.
God Warrior. That's Wife Swap.
It just messy, but I lived for it. Like, I would come home from church every Sunday and just, like, flop down, watch Lifetime, and it was my gospel.
Lifetime, I feel like, is now only movies, really. Like, they don't have, like, any good reality programming. Well, actually, that's not true. Oh my God, that's literally not true. I don't know why I just said that. Married at First Sight is there, which is, like, a huge hit for them.
Right.
Which I actually have watched, and I do enjoy it. I just don't have time in my week to watch that as well.
Right, it's a lot to add to the catalog.
Married at First Sight, though, is really good, I will say. I encourage, if you ever want something...
Is that where you won't cross the line?
Wait, why?
I just have such a problem with that fucking show. I've said this before.
Why?
I've said this before, so I apologize to the listeners. When Married at First Sight aired, gay marriage was not legal. But... straight strangers could get married literally at first sight, and that was okay, and then divorce 2 months, 6 months later. Like, I know that is so, like, we're many years from legalization of gay marriage, but when it happened, it just put such a, like, gross taste in my mouth. So I was like, we're literally just, like,
But it's not the show's fault that gay marriage
wasn't
legal.
I was bothered by the fact that, like, we could have television shows about, like, marriages being like
right.
fun TV right. silly let's just get married right. so we can get divorced, but like there's people in the US that literally legally could not get married,
Like The Bachelor.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, but we're covering The Bachelor.
I mean, that's a great point. Really, that is a good point.
I think it's time to jump into Bachelor in Paradise. I have to say once again, if you are listening to this program and you listen to our VIP recaps, so you don't actually watch the show. If you just have like a Sunday, you're a little hungover, you need a show, curl up on the couch, watch, turn on some VIP. It is truly.
And you'll get through only two episodes.
Yeah, by the time you finish your second episode, it will be bedtime. But like it's so fucking good. Like it literally is genius. It's like the best version of this franchise because. It's
1,000%.
Because it's playing with the fact that these people, like, are obsessed with being famous, right? Like, the whole conceit of The Bachelor when it's, like, you're not here for the right reasons, like, is so annoying on The Bachelor. But when on Paradise, it's, like, they're all here for the wrong reasons, like, straight off the bat.
Right.
Because they want to be on TV, right?
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then them pointing at each other, being like, no, you're here for the wronger reasons than I'm here for.
No, I mean, this is the first season that has been this explosive about here for the wrong reasons.
The mob kicking people off. Twice now.
Okay. I
die for it. I love it.
I love it. I also kind of get it because I've said this every single episode of Bachelor in Paradise, but if anything works out of the Bachelor franchise, it is this freaking setup. Because they all, like, most of them know each other. As we're seeing on this season, a couple of them have dated already.
Yep.
So, like, if anything, this is the one that's gonna work out for at least one couple. Like, one couple will date for many years.
Who do you guys think is going to get engaged at the end of this? Or should we do that at the end?
We can do it now. I don't care. I think that I think Serena and Joe are actually really set up for success.
Yeah. From the preview for next week, I'm worried about Riley.
And Marissa.
Yeah. And Marissa, yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch the preview. What happened?
Oh, she like goes on a date with one of the new guys that comes in. Who is... what? Oh, he's someone else that we like are adjacent to, but we can get into that next week.
Marissa had the line of the night when they did their like when they went over to try and like tell Brendan what's good, and Marissa was like, "So like, are you gonna leave?" and Brendan was like, that's up to us. So let's talk about that. So that was that's how we started this episode. So first of all, I had a work happy hour last night, and sometimes things get a little weird at those, you know.
They always work happy hours, work Christmas parties, work holiday parties, work whatever. Famously, are the weirdest situations.
Yeah.
Because.
I just was a little more drunk than I thought I'd be coming home from a work happy hour. So I curled up into bed with my Utz chips and I was watching VIP and I like thought I rerun it from the beginning, but I was just watching it live. And so I was about 20 minutes. I was like 20 or 30 minutes late. So I'm watching it. And I watched the whole episode and I was like, it's so fucking fucked up that like Brendan and what's her face just like get to sit on the beach and like
Piper,
they get to sit on the beach and like they weren't even in this episode. Like no one's coming for them. No one's saying anything about the fact that they're here for the wrong reasons. I'm so fucking mad. And then I like see someone's like tweet about Brendan leaving or something. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, did I miss something? And I had just not rewound from the beginning. So I actually rewatched the first 30 minutes this morning to actually learn about the departure.
So, Madison, what is your journey with the hottest man to grace Bachelor Nation, Brendan?
Right. No, I was such a big Brendan fan. I was such, like, I loved his little turtles. My best friend Emma and I was back in Florida during a lot of COVID, so we watched Tayshia's season then. And I just thought he was, like, the sweetest little guy, and I didn't really think anything of him. And especially now looking back, him self-eliminating in Tayshia's season, like, after hometowns, I'm like, clearly this guy was just here for followers. He doesn't give a fuck. Absolutely. So it's taken quite a turn. But after last week when I sent Tom the Bachelor data Instagram, I was up for hours just refreshing his follower account, going out of like, what is my life become? This is so sad.
There's nothing that felt more – it's like you very rarely do we get like tangible like evidence of like comeuppance, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing better than comeuppance, you know? And like seeing just like his career get taken from him as an influencer, because influencing is like, while I do think it is hard work, I do also think that it is a ridiculous hot person job. So seeing an influencer get ripped of their influence, literally, because they are an asshole is it's really pretty pleasing.
He'll be fine. He's a model as well. And Madison, have you seen his acting reel?
No.
So the acting reel's been going around the gram. I want to give a huge shout out to Sel of the Who Asked Me podcast. She was on a couple weeks ago. She posted it. Like I hadn't seen anyone share it. I saw it through her. It's mostly an acting reel of one movie he was in.
But it's also wild to watch because it's every single emotion that he has like passionately shared on Bachelor Nation, like, is just was duplicated from this acting reel.
The way he's like the way his little like, because isn't he from Boston? He's from the Northeast, right? But I think it is Boston. Like the way he has that like weird like Boston like Southy kind of like draw to him, and like, he literally is, his acting is not good, but it's also like exactly what he does on the show.
Right. So it's like, he's not really acting, or he is an actor.
Either he's the best actor in the world and he's so natural. Right.
Or it's all an actor. I need to see this. Okay. Can you send this to me? Afterwards?
Yeah, I will.
We will.
Wait. So, our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Grocery Store Joe, gets together his girls and he says, "Hey girls, guess what we're doing? Okay ladies, let's get in formation because we are about to take down Brendan."
Because he is a seasoned veteran. Right. You can tell that there's parts of him that know how to make the show a show. Yeah. But he does it in such kindness, similar to Wells, I think. I mean, Wells is now the host, but like pre-hosting, Wells was a lot like that too. Like, he understood his job.
Right.
And Joe is just so good because he's just sitting there with six women being like, "So tell me how that makes you feel though."
His disgruntled mob of women.
It was everything. Seeing like I wanted, what'd you say?
That's how Brendan described them. Disgruntled mob of women. And I was like, ooh, doubling down.
I wanted, you know, the song that plays behind, in Bridesmaids when they get on the plane, they're like, "Just a type of girl," you know, like the background music. I wanted that song playing as they like stroll down the beach, like in slow motion to like go.
You can make that into a meme.
That's so much work. Someone just steal my idea from this, from me saying it on the podcast, and I condone it.
Careful what you wish for, because.
God, I want to say someone's name so bad right now, Kix. I want to say it, and I'm not going to. But someone out here in these Insta streets is just stealing content from smaller creators.
Screen recording, not tagging.
In the words of Riley, a clown with no honor.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways.
Sorry.
I just want to say something really quickly about Piper. She
is a monster.
Almost pisses me off more than Brendan.
I agree.
She's so fucking smug. I'm like, she's sitting there just like, "Oh, you're mad that I have the hot guy." And here's the thing. I remember watching watching her now, I'm like, oh, right. I loathed her on Matt James' season. Like, I forgot
that. She was one of the mean girls.
She was awful to the girls. And, like, she just, there's something about her. I'm like, God damn it. You just, like, are so into you. And, like, I don't know. It just.
Which works on reality TV. I mean.
Almost not, though. She's, like, not even good. She says, she's saying nothing on the show. That's the other thing that's so bizarre. It's, like, she's literally saying nothing. All she's doing is just sitting there, like, looking like that meme of the, meme of the little kid with the coffee cup. Like, looking, like, with that smug look. Yeah. Like, she's literally just curled up on the couch being like, oh, you're mad.
Right. The only two things we learned about her were her saying, I didn't realize there was a rule book to paradise. And then I have a master's degree. I'll figure it out some way, which like,
really I saw I saw a meme go around of her pouting in the car being like, when you realize you have to use your master's degree in marketing.
Oh, God. She just, whoa.
I'm glad they're gone. And then the way the way that like everyone on the beach just rode so hard for Jesenia and now Natasha is so heartwarming to just see them be like, they literally sent this couple home. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Last, because of the same situation. And then they were like riding so hard for Jesenia. They were like, Jesenia deserves better. And then they're like, what are we doing? Let's go get Brendan. And then literally every single person on the beach except Brendan and Piper, even Brendan's like friends are like, no, Brendan kind of fucked up. Yeah. Natasha's in the right here. Natasha deserves to stay.
100%. I thought it was weird that they went as hard for Chris and Alana or Lena, whoever, night one people. They went harder for them almost than they did for Brendan and Piper, which I feel like Brendan and Piper were much more worse.
But some of them said, like some of the girls said something to the guy. I don't remember who it was, but they were like, yeah, everyone, maybe it was Demi, but she was like, yeah, everyone went so hard for Chris because no one liked him.
Yeah.
They flat out said that.
What we're all also not saying is like, once again, they know that they are nobodies in the Bachelor franchise. So like they're easy to pick on.
Yeah. I've never seen that woman in my life.
They were both night one people.
I feel like the woman I had a place in my brain for her more than him. Chris was a nobody to me.
Similar to this hot tattoo guy that rolled in.
Okay, no. Swoop. No, we'll get there later because he has come up on this podcast a ton and you don't realize it, Kix. Okay, we'll get there in a second.
Oh my God.
So, wait. So, just to wrap up the Brendan and Piper thing. So, what killed me the most, so once again, but shout out to Marissa for being like, so like, are you gonna leave? And then Brendan is like, he's like, well, we're gonna do whatever we wanna do. Like, it's on my terms. And then like literally like in SpongeBob, like in Bikini Bottoms 5 minutes later, literally Brendan's like, so on our terms, we're gonna go. And it's like, is this your terms? Like, you just like left right after they told you to leave. So it just made me laugh that they're like, this is now on our terms. And this isn't a safe place to be here. And someone, they didn't show who, but was like, good luck.
Oh, I heard that. I was crying, fucking laughing, cackling. It was probably Marissa because she literally didn't give a fuck so about them. Much. When she was like sitting on the ground, she kept sliding in comments. And then when Demi Brendan was like, yeah, I came here, but I wanted to meet Piper. And Demi goes, not me.
Demi was good this episode.
Well, okay, here's one thing I was seeing on Twitter, because I'm like constantly scrolling while watching this. People were giving Demi shit because remember last season of Paradise, she showed up. I guess she did date people, but then she brought on the girl that she was dating and then they ended up getting engaged. So people were saying, well, why are you in the mob? I was like, I feel like it's a little different because she was open to dating other people when she got there.
But also that woman wasn't like on Bachelor.
She wasn't Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't like a Stagecoach San Diego meetup.
God.
Also, Wells to wrap this little section up, Wells going, this is just proof. You shouldn't You shouldn't come on Bachelor Nation with a girlfriend or boyfriend. Even Wells wasn't having it.
You can't lie on reality TV. Like, that's the thing people don't get there. People think that they can go on and just, like, be like, oh, yeah, well, it'll be fine. And it's like, you can't lie. You can't. It just doesn't work out that way because inevitably everything you don't want to come out is what will come out immediately.
Exactly. Maybe. Because the producers know.
Yeah.
So they're going to tell people.
ABC needs tighter contracts, I feel like. They're so tight on, like, Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like, somehow they need to figure out how to, like, get these people from canoodling ahead of the show.
Well, because I do think even without all of this drama that happened this episode, like, there's still, like, drama happening on the beach. We don't, like, I mean, I'm here for all of it. Don't get me wrong. Sure. But I'm just saying that, like, I hear what you're saying, Madison, because, like, even if they had to somehow prove that they weren't in a relationship or whatever, like, there was still, like, there's still plenty of things to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So after, so we get the rose ceremony where a lot of people do end up going home. And one of the people that, one of the people that goes home is our beloved Tammy. Oh. And Tammy, it's Tammy's birthday. And in her exit line, she says, last year I had COVID on my birthday and somehow this is worse.
Oh my God. She's out of her mind.
That was so funny. Also, like, I'm sorry. How hilarious that, like, you had COVID on your birthday, and the next year getting dumped on television.
Yeah, because last birthday you were probably like, "This gonna get any worse."
And it did. So.
And it did. I felt bad for her though.
Like, I did. Too. Oh, of course, I felt bad. It was just like it's funny, you know.
Because 6'7", whatever his name is,
Thomas.
The irony, not even the irony, because it's planned on his part of him. Dumping people left and right on the beach just to be with the one person that was the Bachelorette with while he was dying to be the Bachelor.
No one's saying that, I don't think. Like, I feel like not enough people are acknowledging that, like, he's dating the old Bachelorette. Like, it's weird.
I mean, not enough people on the beach, but yeah, Instagram
No, I know. No, I mean the beach. Like, no one on the beach is really acknowledging it, but
I think Aaron did because Aaron is but otherwise no, it's going under the radar. But it was really painful watching Tammy say, like, you're my best friend, I'm gonna fight for this. I'm like, what, where is this guy, how is he your best friend? Girly,
Tammy,
no.
They hadn't even been dating that long. Like, they've only been together for one episode,
a day.
Yeah,
I do think Aaron and Thomas should just bang it out.
Yeah, Aaron needs to bottom for Thomas.
Yeah, I think that could be solved with just a nice bang.
Or even just a little circle jerk, maybe. They need to get some anger out. Look deep in each other's eyes and get off together.
There's something there because they're just way too mad at each other for no reason.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, so our first, what do you mean allegedly? But here's the thing, Kix. You're so scared of getting canceled that then sometimes you allege things that are facts. I'm like, she's like, allegedly 2 + 2 = 4. And you're like, wait, what?
That's not honestly, alleged. Kix, I talk like that all the time, so don't worry.
Thank you.
You're like, allegedly Aaron hates Thomas. And I'm like, it's not a legend. We're seeing
I'm
it play out.
I'm trying to spread rumors that they want to fuck each other. So.
Well, you're getting the full experience, Madison, because us coming for each other happens nearly every episode.
The famous sibling rivalry. Like, I'm here for it.
Yeah. So our first noob we get on the beach. We get two men this week. The first one is Blake. Now, Blake, to remind everyone.
Oh.
This is the hot, tatted, beard one. Yes, we talked about him last week. He is the man that I have such an issue with, who is a body hair grooming specialist who has a full fucking beard and is waxed within an inch of his life. And I think it's really weird why, like, he doesn't have just rock a little chest hair.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's him.
Because you didn't have any clue that he was coming on
no
this
clue.
Said beach.
No, no, no I had no idea.
What's his name?
Blake Monar, I think, is his last name.
No, that's the guy that just got engaged to Katie.
Okay,
no, that's Blake Moynes.
Yeah, no, it is because because remember there were two Blake M's. No, okay, it's all coming together. There were two Blake M's, and we were like, God forbid you cast a Sean instead of a Blake M. Yes. Like, so they had to call him Blake Monar on the show because they couldn't call him Blake M because there was a Blake M. So it was Blake M and Blake Monar.
Wait, how long did he last for? I do not remember this guy.
He was on a couple episodes.
Okay.
Not long. Like I don't think he made it to Tayshia. Like,
he was just Claire's portion of the season.
Blake also had a glow up because I didn't remember being attracted to him.
Was hot
and
as
he
fuck.
Is hot as fuck. And him and Tia go on one of the hottest dates we have seen in history of this television program, and they made out. And was it the like five shots of vodka I had at the Awkward Work happy hour? Maybe. But was I a little horned up watching these two make out on a cliff? I was, yeah.
But I don't know if it's the hottest date I've ever seen. They just drove in a car.
No, just like the chemistry. Like they were just like hot for each other. Like it was like, oh my God. And like Tia, I love Tia so much. And Tia was like, I just have to say, if you could get pregnant by making out, I would have 10 babies already.
She literally talked about her vagina dancing.
Yeah, she said, my vagina is dancing. I'm bringing the accent work today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
I'm feeling on one and I'm not even drinking. What did we think about Tia and Blake? Ladies, take it away.
No, I love Tia. I'm so happy she's back because I feel like with her past season with Colton, a bit questionable. So happy she gets a redemption story. Who else was she though with before this where it was very uncomfortable? Was it Ivan at the beginning of the episode?
No, she went
Kenny.
It was Kenny.
They went on a date.
Yeah.
They had like chemistry because Kenny is like, will make out with anyone apparently, I guess. But,
well, more than that, he'll fuck anyone. Not allegedly on that one.
They had the other hottest date with the topless volleyball game.
Yes.
But
yes.
No, I love Tia. She's awesome. She's just so
I wish she got more screen time because, like, I don't think that she's getting enough, even though she's bringing so much. Like, she's so funny and just, like, I think she is in on it a little bit. So she's, like, here for the ride. But, like, it's just hilarious. She's
Whose original season was she on?
She was on...
Oh, Nick?
That's a good question.
Was it Ari's? No, because Nick, it was...
I hate that...
I think it was Ari. Because who's that? Raven was on Nick's, and Raven and Tia are friends. And I think
they look exactly alike.
Yeah, and
because I think Tia is really good friends with Alexis too.
Yeah,
I think they're in the same like group.
Yeah, I feel like it was Ari's, but because she was with Becca and Kendall.
Oh, she was with Becca on the season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Kicks fact check me.
That Ari motherfucker, he is a full on cuckoo crazy.
Now they have like three children and frolicking around.
Didn't he get into some drama or not on the? I know what obviously happened on the show, but like, wasn't there some like drama with him or his like brother or something like involving murder?
Murder?
Someone's involved. Someone's.
Allegedly.
Not murder.
Someone's involved in murder.
No.
That was Sean Lowe. Or not Sean Lowe. Shit. No.
I know the guy who hit, I know the guy who hit the guy.
Farmer Chris, right?
No, I'm not talking about
the
that.
The guy that hit the guy. Tom.
We're spiraling.
No, Tom is spiraling.
I literally have not even had a sip of alcohol. I feel like I'm like stoned right now. And I haven't had that either. But... I thought there was some drama with Ari or Ari's brother. What was that face about?
Multiple. Okay.
Get it out.
You can't just read the headline. Hold on. So the headline of this is.
Okay. Podcasts are in audio form. Pick up the pace a bit.
The Bachelor recap. Oh, it's on The Ringer. So we can take that. multiple fathers threatened to murder Ari. It's hometown week. So I think it was like in like there was like.
Wait, what? I don't think that's. I can't. I literally cannot, Kix. Like, you like sometimes you just look at words, you don't read them. Like, you.
I read it out loud and like, put a sentence together. So but, fuck you.
But obviously that is like not literal. There's like they hate
yes,
him.
Yes, it is. In multiple context fathers of want shut to up, kill Tom. Them. In context of Bachelor Nation, it makes sense.
Multiple fathers want to kill him. They said that on TV?
Threatened to murder Ari during hometown week.
Yeah, but they were probably just like, I'll kill
That's
you.
That's what
if
I was
you
about to
Manda.
Say if you didn't come for me so fucking hard. Ooh.
I know, but I wish everyone listening could see Kix's face because she sees the article and the first thing she does, she like her mouth gets huge and her eyes get big. So I'm like, oh my God, then she actually found something. And then she's like,
it's probably like the dad, she's making a joke during hometown. So he's like, I'll kill you if you don't pick my daughter.
Absolutely. That's what happened. Well, okay. Anyways, we've
but
fully
derailed. I just want to preface it or just wrap it up with I did Google Aries season, Bachelor Murders. Not Aries season, but full Aries.
Like, oh, Aries, like the sign? Aries.
Man.
Okay, so yes, their date is hot. We love to see it. Now, the other date that we got to jump into, we get another entrance on the beach, and that is from Dr. Joe. And Dr. Joe, I do remember the doc because he's an anesthesiologist, and I was so confused on Claire/Tayshia season why none of them were going for him. And I'm like, he can literally like pay for your life like without an Instagram following. Like anesthesiology makes the most money out of anything. Like it literally is a like bankroll. Like literally, like marry him. So I remember him, but
he's also like wonderful, which is just well, yes. adds to the okay.
I'm going to kind of disagree with you on that because.
Well, I would say on like his main seat on the season, he was.
Right. He was very, very nice. But yeah. So what happens is he goes on a date with Natasha and they're on the date and Brendan once again is no longer on the beach. And so he doesn't know that Brendan was there at all. He might have known that he was going, but he's obviously like, oh, something must have happened. Like he must have gone home at a rose ceremony or something. And so Natasha is like, I used to be with Brendan, but that ended. And she like says, she gives him the whole spiel about what happened. And Joe looks like he just saw that article Kix read. Like he is literally like, that's my best friend.
He was like, my Brendan?
My Brendan?
I'm like, you're Brendan. Yeah, you're Brendan. No, there was another Brendan that came on. Yes, it's your Brendan, and he's a fucking asshole, okay?
You know, it was wild when Natasha was like, did you know that they were seeing each other beforehand? Or she said something like, did you know that they met each other? Ooh. His face also looked like he saw that article that Kix just looked at. Like, he was just like,
he was like, fuck. He was in on the whole thing. So
I don't know if he was in on it, but he knew what was happening.
Well, you knew Brendan was going to paradise with a girlfriend who was also going to paradise.
But I don't necessarily think he's a bad person.
I don't think he's a bad person, but I did not like how he talked to her. Like
it felt a little forced my Brendan. It felt a little forced. Like he was trying to like overdo it a little bit because I could imagine the producers put a little bug in his ear about like, hey, Natasha's single. She had this tough week. Go like get her.
For sure. And it completely changed.
They did have such a good like first chat on the beach. So like it ended up being like kind of organic. But I do think that like I have to imagine that initially he was pulled her because the producers helped a little.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it seems like. And then as soon as she brought up the Brendan stuff, mood changed. And what was he trying to say? He's like, well, you'll be and I'll be and we'll both be here. Like he like kind of rambled on it. Then I'm like, just say like, we're good. Like, I don't know what, like why he got so uncomfortable, but I guess like really groveling with the fact of Brendan. I don't know.
But Tom, you have to watch the preview for next week because it looks like really, really good, because I think Natasha gets like another, there's more guys that come in.
Oh my God.
And I think she gets.
We didn't talk about the best thing that happened this episode. I'm realizing it just reminded me when you said that, that we, Natasha just got a rose because she got fucked over.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about that. That was legendary.
I said it. I did say it at the beginning a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we love Wells. We love Wells.
No, that was just so sweet of BI, of the of Batch Nation. I think that like she absolutely deserves to be there. And she absolutely deserves not to get fucked over, because she kind of got slept on in Peter's season. I remember I really, really loved Peter. Like, I loved her on Peter's season. And he just kind of, she kind of went far, but he never really took her on a date. And I was like, why is no one talking about her? And then she gets used and abused on this fucking show. And I'm like, she's literally a catch. She has a great job. She is smart. Mm-hmm. She is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
She's everything. Like, I don't know why it's not working out, you know, but.
That's why I was so uncomfortable to watch Brendan say like she had no prospects, or like, you know, kind of degrading her to like justify his actions. It was very uncomfortable to watch. Like, I don't know. I did not like it, especially Piper, who's a master's grad. Like, all right, cool. Like, versus Natasha, who is a very successful, beautiful, well-rounded person. I don't know. It was just hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. It really, I never would have expected going into this season that I would have so much hatred towards my baby Brendan, but I can't stand that motherfucker anymore. My Brendan. I can't. Sometimes bromances are cute, and sometimes it's like, well,
most of the time they're not.
So something I want to talk about, and something I want to talk about, like in life in general, that we kind of touched on with Joe, is why is it in dating in general that, and maybe both of you are better at this than I am, but like, it's, why is it so hard to say no to people? Like, why do we as like adults, like who live in New York City, go on dates with people and feel that we don't have the space to be like, that was so, it was so great meeting you. Or even actually, even outside of a text on a date, being like, this has been so fun. I just don't know that I'm feeling like the connection. Like, but like, I hope you have a good night and leave. Like, why don't we take space for ourselves like that?
I mean, Madison, would you like to jump in? Because I have things to say as well.
I've never done it on an actual date, but I would say over the past like 2 years, I've been very intentional on sending that type of text afterwards. Like if that person follows up being like, hey, just don't think I see you in a romantic way, or I really enjoyed our time, but like we prefer to hang out as friends, whatever it may be. Just because there's no worse feeling than being ghosted, or, you know, at least you're giving them a little bit of closure on the situation. But right. Yeah, in person, I don't know. I don't know how I would go about that. Kix, would you be able to do it in person? Like at the end of a date being like, thank you, I'm going to give you feedback now.
But just after drinks be like, I don't want to do dinner.
So I think it is deep. And Tom, I don't know if you've ever, have you done that have you been in that situation?
No, but someone, so I have a story where someone like told me no, that like I appreciate to this day. So like there, I was like, it was one of the first guys I like dated in New York City. It was like right when I had gotten here, and he was quite a bit older than me. Not much older than me, but like enough, like he was 30 and I was 23. So like that's a huge age gap in those like times, like
ages,
you know.
Yeah.
And we like had kind of like on and off dated a little bit over like maybe like 6 months. Like we went on a couple dates and then we didn't talk for a little bit, and then went on a couple dates and talked for a little bit, and it was very casual. And I remember towards the end of it, he called me one day. He was like, hey, I just wanted to like give you a call real quick. So I just don't think I like see like the next steps in like what we're doing. And so I think you're an awesome person. And like, I don't want you to like have any sort of like negative feelings towards me or anything. I'm just like, not like, I think the person for you. And like, it's just not it. And I literally, I literally was like, literally, thank you. I remember like being so happy that day. I was like, I can't believe someone was honest with me. It was like, so it's, but being on the other side of it, my point with that though, is like, it can work really well. Like I, like this person, I still like, we still like DM and everything, like, and like everything's fine with us, you know, because there was no ghosting or, and I've ghosted people and I know that it's bad.
So I think it's rooted in many different things. I mean, everyone is everyone, not just like females or males or people, like everyone in general is just naturally inclined and taught to be a little bit, I don't know, I mean, polite is the broad term of it all, but like I think especially women, like you just have to kind of go with it out of like politeness, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a necessarily a sexual manner. I just mean like on a date, like I've dated people that like we had a weird date but like we like went on another one because I like didn't want to like hurt their feelings.
Oh yeah.
And like that's kind of like I think what it's rooted in, at least as a female identifying person.
Yeah.
For me, that's how I kind of see it. And so I think that's like, you don't want to be judged as being harsh or combative or like intense, God forbid, like, you know, so, and it's rooted in a lot of like stereotypes with, I think, female people, if that makes sense.
100%. Not wanting to let someone down, not wanting to, be too aggressive. Yeah, I agree with
that. Yeah, because I think it happens on like these shows all the time, because I imagine that like non-lead females who go on these shows for like bachelor, like main bachelor lead, I imagine there's 80% of the girls there do not like this man. But not only are they like on television and whatever you're on television for, don't care. But there's also that level of like thought process of like, well, I should just see if it works and shrug your shoulders and kind of go with it. And again, I like understand that this is, we're talking about just going on a date here. We're not talking about like further than that at the moment. So yeah, I think it's just a mix of all of that.
But I do think that you can fall in love with people like over a period of time. Like I don't,
I know
that that's how it works, but like, I am not someone who thinks that like, I don't really believe in love at first sight. That I think that that's almost just like, it's a, that there's more fate in that.
It's just
lust. Yeah. I was gonna say lust. Yeah. Like you literally just saw them and you're like, wow, I want to fuck them. And can you imagine if I got to fuck that person for the rest of my life? That'd be awesome. And then you tell everyone, mm-hmm. you're like, it was love at first sight. I thought all these things. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought that about, like, I don't know, Justin Timberlake. So, like, like, no, I know, but not, I mean.
I know, I'm kidding.
But, like, I think that there's a fine line between continuing to do something because you feel bad for someone or, like, being like, I'm going to keep trying it. Like, I don't know if I'm into it or not. And then sometimes you can be.
But you have to go with your gut, because oftentimes I think that, like, you need to trust your instincts. And I feel like more often than not, your instincts are probably no.
Yeah. Well, I encourage everyone to work, including myself, about on taking more space for yourself. I mean, I'm in a relationship, so like obviously I'm not like telling Brian I'm not into him, but I like just in general it's important. Oh my God. Well, I'm sure he's not into me some days. No, I love him, but I'm annoying. I'm annoying. No. I'm annoying.
Okay.
What?
I just like, you're revealing a lot.
No, all I'm saying is I'm annoying. I'm a needy bitch.
Annoying. We are all a little annoying. I can also confirm sometimes you are annoying.
Yeah, I know. I just said it and you yelled at me and then you said it.
I'm just taking space for myself.
I was trying to take space for myself and you very rudely stomped on it. Well, any other final thoughts on BIP, Madison?
No, I mean, so far, like you said, explosive season. I can't wait to see what happens with the Kendall Joe fallout. That looks like it's coming. You know, it's gonna be great. See who gets engaged at the end of this.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of it.
I don't think we are, actually, because
you know.
No, I actually think we're shockingly only like halfway, because I was looking at last season, and last season was, I think, 15 episodes long, which is a long fucking time. And not 15 weeks, 15 episodes, right?
So, which is okay.
But they did us dirty, because this week there was a fucking football game on Monday, so we didn't get two episodes, which that
is straight nonsense.
But that takes up so much of the time it would take to get through another episode, you know what I mean? So I still think we have at least 3 or 4 more weeks.
The two things that I'm most thankful for this episode, Lil Jon. I mean, we didn't even talk
about Lil Jon.
But like, breath of fresh air.
I have a question for everyone. Has anyone ever seen Lil Jon's eyeballs? I'm serious. When he was there, I was like, I don't think I'd recognize Lil Jon on the street if he didn't have his sunglasses on. It's like it would literally, if we were like in a Forever 21 in the sunglass department and he was
not Forever 21
and he was sunglassless, I'd be like, oh hey, who's that? And then I would just be like, oh, there's a man there. And then the second he put those sunglasses on, I'd be like, yeah. Like, he's instantly recognizable when they're on his face, but like if he didn't have them on,
no clue.
Would never know.
Wait, okay, something we didn't ask.
Wait,
you,
no,
Madison.
No, Madison didn't finish her thing though.
Oh, no,
what else
no,
were you,
no.
What thinking else were you about, thankful for?
Thinking about Lil Jon's eyeballs just completely erased it. I can't. I'm not even there.
Great.
What were you saying?
So I do like. What is your journey with, like, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise? Like, are you OG? Did you swoop in late?
I started Sean Lowe's season, I think.
Me too.
So that was kind of when I started watching it. I think my mom watched it a little bit beforehand. She since has fallen off because of, you know, now all the nonsense,
sure.
You know, gone away from its true form.
Don't blame her.
So, yeah, no, but Sean Lowe, I think that was probably my first season. Or who was the Bachelorette before him? Maybe.
I can draw you a picture of her. She's a little tiny person.
Desiree.
No. Desiree was after Sean. Des was on Sean's season. I don't know. She picked that hot guy. It doesn't matter.
Wait, guys.
What?
And by guys, I mean girls.
I
Googled Lil Jon eyeballs. If you saw Lil Jon with his naked eyes, you would not know it was Lil Jon. I'm serious. I'm looking at this photo and I'm like, I would not pick Lil Jon out of a lineup. First of all, that's also the only photo we have. That's the only photo we have of his eyes.
That's it.
Like,
yeah, it's either sunglasses or a hat that covers his eyes.
Like,
or both.
I'm sorry, like, I would not recognize this person.
As Kiki Palmer says, I'm sorry to this man, but I don't know who this is.
I don't know who this is at all. And in the words of Kiki Palmer, if I'm walking down the street and I pass this man on the street, I wouldn't even, what did she say? I wouldn't even look an eye, bat an eye. Literally,
I wouldn't even think a thing.
Literally, that applies right now to me, because his naked eyeballs is an unrecognizable person.
I thought
person.
You were going to give us insight on the person Sean Lowe was on.
No, I wasn't really listening. I was trying to find his eyeballs.
I think maybe because Sean Lowe is like literally appears 7 foot tall that I thought this woman was like, they just like were so different.
Very tiny woman. Yeah. No, that was where I started. And like, clearly it's changed so much since then. Like, I loved Caitlin's season.
Love that season.
It was such a good one.
Yeah, I feel like that's everyone's favorite.
Yeah, I mean, love Rachel's. I mean, I've always loved, I think, The Bachelorette more than The Bachelor. Although, I mean, the drama that the girls bring is...
I'm opposite. Yeah, I like Bachelor more because I love to see the girls bicker.
He was on Emily Maynard.
Emily.
And she picked that really hot guy.
That's Ari was on that season, too.
Yes, and that hot guy has like a water company. Doesn't matter.
Cool, great. well, Madison.
Brad. Who cares? Okay, sorry.
I know. I'm trying to land the plane here, Kix. Kix is like running through her Google search. She's like, Brad, one second. Wanted to kill Ari's family?
No, okay. I do unfortunately have one more thing to share about that.
Make it quick. I got to edit this bad boy.
So I do think that what you might have also been thinking of is my queen from that season, Becca Martinez, because her parents put out a missing persons report one weekend when she was away. She was like on a farm, a weed farm, just like for the weekend, and her parents put out a missing persons report and then never took it away. And then months later she went on The Bachelor, and so while she was on The Bachelor, everyone was like, wait, what the fuck, this person's missing. And like her parents and her had to be like, no, she's not missing, we just forgot to unfile it.
No, the part of that story that I can't get over is the weed farm.
Yeah. She talks about it on, she's, first of all, a dream guest. I love her to death. She talks about it on her podcast, Chatty Broads.
Madison, once again, though, thank you. This has been a blast. And I'm so happy people get to put a voice to a name of the person we're always talking about. We credited you last week. You brought it up when we were like, Madison shared the Bachelor stats with us.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here again. This is so fun. I feel like I've been following you guys since the beginning. So very hashtag humbled and honored to be on the pod.
Yeah. And Wendy, is she listening, Wendy? I'm sure she is.
Oh, right? Of course she is. She's eating the shit up right now. Hi, Mom.
Wendy, please come on as a guest sometime. We would love to have you.
Get her to talk about, I remember actually, sorry to derail really quick. First episode of Housewives I ever watched with her was the dinner party from hell.
Oh, fun.
So get her to talk about that.
We get some takes on that. I'd love that. Yeah. Well, tell the people where to follow you, Madison.
I am a regular person with a regular Instagram.
You can also not share it if you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't have to share.
No, it's fine. It's at Madison DL _.
Yes.
Down low, honey.
Down low.
Just kidding. That's not true.
Madison's on. Can you imagine if Madison's on the DL?
And had to put that on her Instagram.
You can follow me at the Tom Hamlet DL on Instagram, and you can follow Kix.
Oh my God, at Kix Hamlet, spelled CIX.
Yep, and then the podcast Dumpster Dive Pod, all the stuff. If you've made it to the end of this, you probably already follow us. So
if you made it to the end,
I know I'm always like, who listens to the whole thing? Like, not many. And like, if you made it to the end, that means you really love us, but you probably already follow us. So have a fantastic day, afternoon, evening, night, whenever you're listening to this. And everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye.